Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Look at me go!
Doesn't it warm your heart to see Peggy back on his feet?
A most satisfying end to all that cursed treasure nonsense and, may I say, a perfect evening to end on.
I've been thinking about endings and perfect and trying to find the right time.
What are you doing on the floor, Mr. Boone?
I wanted to ask, Lottie. You're already me pirate lass. Would you consider being me pirate wife?
Benny!
There! A ship! In the darkness!
It's huge!
Two arms, lads! We're under attack! Mr. Boone, see them sails down!
Biker!
I'll help you, Benny!
That mast will come down any moment now!
Alice!
Get out of here, Robbie lad, while you still can!
You're going to go down with the ship!
I'll not abandon the fat wench in her hour of need!
Then I'm sorry, my pirate queen, but you're too beautiful to die!
This is a tale of the high seas, of ships sunk, of lives lost, and of vengeance sworn. This is the story of the Pirate Queen.
Come gather up, lads, and I'll tell ye a tale of the most fearsome pirate to ever set sail.
The sound of her name makes a sailor go pale,
for she is the Pirate Queen.
Her throne is a ship from which she seeks her glory.
She leaves no survivors, but many a story.
Don't you cross her path or your end will be gory. She's vicious, the Pirate Queen.
Land! I never thought I'd be thanking the Lord for something solid beneath my boots. But my ship and my lads.
Captain!
Lottie!
Oh, Captain! Oh, I thought it might be. I hoped.
I apologise that I'm not Mr. Boone.
You're better than Mr. Boone, Captain. He's just my fiancé.
I don't know about Mr. Boone being your fiancé, Lottie.
I've conquered my internal conflict in our last series of events and am ready to be a happily married pirate. So, yes, I will call him my fiancé.
And what if he's dead? Have you seen any of the lads? Not just Mr. Boone, but Robbie lad, perhaps? Or the dog?
Not as yet, Captain.
Jim lad? Toby lad? Wigget?
No, Captain.
Dodgy Rog? Shura Shearer? One Thumb Tom? Peggy Bartram?
I did see Peggy.
Where is he then?
Getting hit by a cannonball at the start of the affray.
Then what of Tiptoe? Hangdog? Cannonball George?
I'm afraid not, Captain.
Filthy Jill?
Just us, Captain. On this island. No lads. No ship. No Filthy Jill.
And no Pirate Queen neither. Got nothing in the world but you and a pile of wreckage, Lottie. Can't hardly claim that title anymore.
How did you come to swim ashore, Captain? I was sure you would have gone down with the ship.
That bloody bastard of a cabin boy who I happen to love pushed me off my ship!
That bastard!
I know!
The nerve of some lads!
What about you, Lottie? How did you get off the ship?
Well...
Lottie!
Benny! Everything's gone to absolute shit!
Get away!
We're f***ed, boyo!
The mast! She's on her way down, and the fat wench alongside her!
Then we shall fall as pirates, spitting blood until the very end!
I love you, Lottie!
I love you too, Benny!
But you're too beautiful to die!
Benny, what do you...
You think you know a fella, and then he goes around shoving pirate wenches off ships!
He's jolly lucky I love the bollocks off of him, or I'd be cutting those bollocks off!
Gal!
feel quell, Ollie.
Another survivor? Who is it? Robbie lad? Mr. Boone? The doc?
No.
Jim lad? Toby lad? Wicket?
I don't think...
Dodgy Rog? Shura Shearer? One Thumb Tom? Peggy Bartram?
It sounds like...
Tiptoe? Hangdog? Cannonball George?
Captain, I'm afraid it's...
Filthy Jim?
I heard English from the other side of the island.
At least I'm not alone.
Even if it is not my idiot brother.
Oh, the Italian wench. Just our luck.
Now we're all in the same boat. That is, no boat at all.
See, no boat. You sank mine, and then you lost yours.
We didn't lose ours. It was cruelly taken.
By some big black ship with no flag.
Hunting pirates under the cover of night. We've all heard the stories.
But I tell you, wench, how'd you get away from the fat wench?
Fiorenza.
What's that? The Italian word for dinghy?
That is my name.
Oh, very fancy sounding. But how'd you get ashore?
Well... Fratello? Brother, where are you?
Tell you, wench, you have to get out of here.
I'll not go without my brother.
The mast is very nearly almost down, and you're too beautiful to go down with the ship.
I'm not leaving without my brother.
Italian wench, you have to get off the ship.
I know.
The mast is coming down.
I know.
And you're too beautiful to die.
Not without my brother.
Italian wench.
Oh, stop crowding
you're
me.
You're too beautiful. I'm gonna push...
Non taccarmi.
Fiorenza.
Giacomo, he's idiotic. He's trying to push me off their ship.
I'll save you.
No.
Save
you. No one saves Fiorenza.
That's right.
Except for me.
I can only apologise.
Where can I hide my face?
It also doesn't explain what happened to my lads.
Oh, Mysterio. Their bodies haven't even washed ashore.
Hello?
Oh, a man!
Crying out for help.
We're coming, my lad! Where are you, my lad? Whichever one of you it is.
Over here, Captain.
Doc!
You're a sight for bleary old eyes from which the light is gradually fading.
Oh, my. Doc!
Ah, he is grievously wounded.
It's true, Captain. I'm proper impaled, I am. Looks like I'm going to that place where all pirates fear to tread.
You ain't talking about that volcano with the hag, are
you? I'm talking of the big pickling jar in the sky.
And I thought Catholics were weird.
Already the gulls are gathering to peck me eyes out in death. Little bastard landed the moment after I did. But where are the other lads, Captain?
'Tis a mystery we're intent on solving, Doc. As it stands, no ship... No lads.
No fiancé.
And no pickled human collection. Truly a dark day for the pirates of the Fat Wench. And whoever this is.
Grazie. It's nice to meet you too.
But Doc, how'd you get off the ship?
Well...
Doc, my love, the ship is sinking.
And that mast is hanging by a thread.
Flee while you still can, Doc.
Can't be doing with that at my age.
You're gonna have to. You're too beautiful to die.
Don't go pushing me off the ship. I'll see myself off, all right?
Then hurry, my love, because that
Don't
mast...
Don't rush me. Something's taking...
Impalato. Fortunato.
What a bunch of bastard men thinking that because we're ladies we need rescuing.
Bambini idioti.
Am I the lady in my relationship?
The question is, where are those Bambi idiots now?
I always thought Dodgy Rog was the lady.
Pipe down, Doc. We're talking serious like.
Well, pardon me if I'm rambling. I'm only here on my deathbed.
I ain't gonna let you die, Doc.
My ship has sprung a leak, Captain, and the crew is already on the boat.
I can't be just the pirate queen of Lottie, Doc. I can't lose another man.
We still don't know that they're dead, Captain.
I meant loss like proper loss, Lottie. It's like Fire Engie said. There ain't even anybody. Bodies.
Except for this body, what the tides of eternity are coming into, washing away the sandcastle that is my life.
Oh, his analogies are almost as bad as his medical knowledge.
Shut your mouth, Fear Envy, or I'll have Lottie shut it with her fist.
Ooh!
Sine frega. I'll leave you alone to your geriatric theatrics. I shall be getting off this island alone.
Then bugger off, you miserable Italian bint.
Oh, Fiorenza!
Fine, Fio.
Just call her the Italian wench, Captain.
If the murder of other Jim taught me anything, it's that names is important. And maybe, if I'd respected that in harbour, my ship wouldn't be at the bottom of the ocean now. Fiorenza. Right, so, bugger off!
Vaffanculo, with pleasure.
Why don't you both calm down and be... reasonable.
Are you all right, lass?
No, I'm being sensible. I'm the most erratic and violent pirate I know, and even I think we should work together. Don't we all want the same thing?
Non mi piace, but I suppose that's true.
You make a fine point, lass. 'Tis why I surrounded myself with the best and Filthy Jill.
Oh, we all have that one friend who deliberately shits their own trousers, Captain. But are we agreed to find the lads, the Italian brother and my Benny together?
I shall stay. Per ora, Regina dei Pirati. If we agree to help one another...
You have my word. Here. Shake on it.
No thanks. Your word is enough.
Very well. That was some reasonable reasoning you did, Lottie.
It'll never happen again.
Let's get started at escaping this island then, shall we?
Aye, Captain.
Se lo dici tu.
Doc? Doc? Doc!
Oh.
You're all right, Doc.
Alice. Alice, listen to me. It's been an honor having you as my captain, Captain.
I'm not just your captain, Doc. We're family.
Oi, family. And our family is in peril. It's up to you to save them, Captain Alice Conway, the Pirate Queen. Red of air.
Full of bosom.
Not near as full as your heart. I couldn't be more proud, lass. Not prouder than I already am. Find them bastards what took our ship and our lads and show them why they call you the Pirate Queen. Can I ask you a last favor, lass?
Anything, Doc.
Can you pickle me when I'm gone?
You are going to need a large jar.
Oh, just a bit, then. Make an effort, you know.
We could probably manage your head.
Well, then get the captain to lop it off.
I could do it.
You are a bit of a sloppy butcher, Lottie. Ever so enthusiastic. Not entirely matched by skill.
You couldn't flap that seagull away, could you? He's giving me the itchy eyeball, and I don't care for it. I heard you the first time.
Doc, are you sure you're on death's door?
Well, of course I'm sure. Pretty sure. Well, I've definitely got a mast sticking out of me.
He just needs a dottore. I know of one on an island not far from here.
Ah, see? Our allegiance is already bearing fruit.
I liked you better when you were overcome with blood lust.
Tell us more about this doctor, Fireizy.
I know nothing else. A doctor. An island near here. Questo è tutto.
What of his pickled man collection?
The story's a light on pickling details.
Harumph.
Probably because his patients survive.
Oh, indignant harumph.
Why, this is perfect. Fiery.
Italian winch.
We still have to get off this island.
Then we shall fashion a raft out of what wood we can find. Weave a sail out of palm fronds, take a stock of coconuts for provisions, and set sail in pursuit of the lads.
Aye, Captain.
Bobby, whatever you say.
Oh, well, I'll wait here then. Leave me alone.
Take this! And this! And I bet you weren't ready for this!
You've got to hit the tree in the same place more than once if you're going to cut it down, lass.
I suppose you're right, Captain.
I found some rope washed up from the fat wedge, Doc. Put yourself to use and start detangling.
Oi, these feeble old hands. Oh, she's gone. I'm still alive.
How goes the coconut collecting?
Pazienza, I am collecting them.
Perhaps you could...
raccogliere le noci di coco. Perché non ti fai via pari tuoi e lasciami le noci di coco? Tutta stronza, regina della merda.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Idiote, regina degli sciocchi.
Heave! Heave!
A fine effort, lasses. A proper little ship she is.
Thank you, Doc.
I don't trust it.
We have to name it, Captain.
The certain death.
Don't be so ship half sunk about it. There's a ship what sails, and a crew to keep her floating. Get yourselves aboard! The Pirate Queen sails again!
And she sails to find my brother, see?
For goodness...
Don't interrupt my moment.
Where you born?
Ugh, fottuto di pirati.
Hi, I'm Shane and I've got a new podcast. It's called One Season Wonders, a podcast about the TV we left behind, cancelled after only a single season, sometimes less. Each week we look at the production and broadcast history of a television show and interview the artists who helped bring it to life.
They're like, oh, we're going to have actors come in for the Pete role. That's the role. And it's like, oh, that's the role. That's like, you know, I wrote my experiences into it. And the first actor that came in was a kid that played Napoleon Dynamite. And I was like, well, this seems appropriate.
There's a car that blows up in a snowy field. And they only got one shot to blow that car up. And so I remember there was like 20 cameras on that.
From actors to writers to editors and more. There's no rankings or ratings here. Our only hope is to bring to light some underseen gems. And maybe, in our own little way, we can uncancel these little slices of wonder. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Well, it's been a while. I mentioned in the last full episode of the podcast that it'd be a few months before I returned, and by some definitions, 15 is considered a few. So, I didn't lie to you. Really, you've only your assumptions to blame. Now that I'm back, you'll notice very few changes around here. For starters, the Pirate Queen has returned. For those of you who don't want to wade through early episodes, I have provided a quickish recap that you can listen to. It's mainly the Pirate Queen herself, Rhiannon Marshall, and I bullying one another. It's been a long time since Captain Alice Conway sailed onto the podcast and murdered everyone, but this series is one of my favourites to produce, so I'm personally very excited to have her back. On a more serious note, and speaking of changes and favourite series and unexpectedly long absences, those of you who don't skip over mid-rolls will notice the conspicuous absence of my dad's episode reviews. Whether he found my references too obvious, couldn't tell my actors apart, or fell asleep midway through, he was always ready to try and have an opinion or rib me from a place of parental confusion. He did always love the Pirate Queen and would tell me he wanted to hear more of it, often midway through a series when he was struggling to maintain interest. So Dad, so much of you will be missed, and that includes your podcast reviews. And as we raise anchor on this season of the Pirate Queen, I just want to say that Rhiannon plays the Pirate Queen. She's the West Country one. Jackie plays Lottie, the posh one. You got that? No, we never did. All right, I'll push you back off into the rest of the episode. Remember, you can always reach us on a variety of social platforms. To the lovely stranger who did just that on Facebook, thank you. A lot of my podcasting time has me alone, sitting in my room, staring at a computer screen whilst stereo positioning my own stupid jokes. To know that they are reaching ears and being enjoyed is tremendously heartwarming and encouraging. So again, thank you. I think that is quite enough sappiness from me. Go on, back to the episode with you. Thanks again for listening. Bye.
In you get, you pirates. Come on, come on. Knock 'em in, Ralph.
Yeah.
You won't keep us locked up for long.
Not usually. Pirates like you lot are tried, hanged, and dangled off the battlements, quick as you like.
Get your licks in where you can, jailer man, because I'll soon be cutting that tongue from your mouth.
Yeah, don't blame me for your predicament. I didn't make you be a pirate, isn't that right, Ralph?
Yeah.
Maybe cut out your own tongue before you go threatening others what are only just doing their job. Isn't that right, Ralph?
Yeah!
At least the captain is safe. I shoved her to safety just before our capture.
Ugh, Lottie will likely flay me alive for shoving her. What of your Italian sister, Italian fella?
Giacomo!
What's that? Italian for drowned?
That's my name!
Giacomo! Whatever!
I tried to shove her to safety, but somebody kept interrupting me.
Sorry,
it was a bit shameful.
But what of filthy Jill and her disgusting friend?
Putrid Polly.
And where'd they end up?
Well... Filthy Jill! Filthy Jill!
Where the f*** you are?
The ship's sinking and you're too beautiful to die. That's why I have to do this.
Oi, what the f*** you did?
Ow!
F*** you yelling, Jill?
This f***er shoved me.
He'll f*** come here, you little...
All right. I was trying to... I saved you.
Oh, you
They both went down with a fat wench.
Let us hope our God is a merciful God.
You want him to live?
I'm praying they're dead.
But how are we going to get out of this cell?
And how are we going to find the captain?
That's up to us, lads. We must think our way out of our predicament. And together, we shall free ourselves, find our captain, and claim revenge in the name of the Pirate Queen!
We could...
Don't interrupt Mr. Boone's moment.
Were you born in a band?
We've made the jetty! Abandon ship!
Si, we leave.
Hurry! Take my hand, Doc!
Oh, ow! Careful, lass, I've still got a mast sticking out of me.
There! All safe and sound.
Just in time to watch the raft sink.
Let us hurry to this doctor. Then we can get on with rescuing my brother.
A fair suggestion, Firoro. Lead the way!
I don't know where he is. None of so. I know this is his island. That is all.
There's a sign, Captain. It says... Oh, it says, to all that come to this island, ready thyself for slaughter.
Dio protect me.
Slaughter? Don't seem medical.
Slaughter? Have ye come here for slaughter?
What a disgusting and decrepit creature.
Ah, a local!
Tell me, fellow.
Hello?
Yes, hello. We've come to this island seeking...
Slaughter?
Don't cut me off in that ominous way.
We are here for a doctor.
Ah, the doctor? And oh, what strange doctoring. Magical doctoring. Dark doctoring. Wicked doctoring. Peculiar doctoring.
Why are you listing types of doctoring?
I've forgotten the type of doctoring it was.
I know what type of doctoring you're talking about. Witch doctoring.
That's the one. Witch doctoring.
Fifi, you never mentioned about no witch doctoring.
Questo non è colpa mia. I don't know this doctor.
I came to him with an injury of the rest. Took me into his hut and with his wicked magic did ensorcel me. Took not just my wrist, but the whole hand. And I was laughing as he did it.
Don't sound too bad.
So was he, laughing like he'd heard the funniest joke in the world, and my hand was the punchline.
Bedside manner is important.
You think I jest, but... Behold my stump!
Oh, why?
Very nice.
Pleased to see you keeping it clean.
I expected more of a reaction.
Can't go around being perturbed by stumps when you're a pirate.
Stumps is part and parcel.
Oh.
I still find it disgusting.
I appreciate that.
And it's your job to give people the willies and frighten them away from the doctor.
I give people the willies in the hope they'll hurt me, so's I've an excuse to see the doctor again.
I would happily shoot you in your face, if that would help.
Hold your fire, Enzy. Why would you want to see the doctor, Stumpfellow?
It's the wickedness of his witchery. I'd give anything to whittle an hour or two away under those magics.
It's not an injury you need. It's a smack upside the head.
And to fashion some sort of hook.
I still want to shoot him in the face.
Or for someone to shoot him in the face.
I'm open to ideas.
You can't go round shooting innocent people with no reason or nothing.
Oh, why not?
Tell us, fellow, where can we find your witch doctor?
You'll find slaughter awaits you if you follow this path up the island.
I don't want to laugh while some witch doctor cuts me guts up.
Either the doctor does it, or I'll cut your guts out myself, Plumbor the Cazzo. We waste so much time.
Ah, this one is keen for the slaughter.
Althea, Riri!
You shot him in the face!
What? He was literally asking for it.
Let's get to this witch doctor, then.
Look, Captain, there's another one of those signs. It says, this way to certain slaughter.
Woe betide those who disregard such a sign.
Velocemente, andiamo, you disgraziati vecchi.
I don't know what you said, but I'm offended.
Be quiet. Move.
Ow! Oh, she poked me in the mast, Captain.
If you're a good pirate, Doc, perhaps this witch doctor will let you have his offcuts.
Are you not scared at all, Captain?
I'm the Pirate Queen. I'm not afeard of anything.
Look, Captain! The doctor's hut.
You did that deliberately.
Pirati ridicoli. It's just a hut.
There's also another sign. It says, slaughter shall soon be upon thee. Appointments preferred.
Oh, maybe I'll keel over and die right here, just to get it over with.
You had your chance.
Wouldn't you rather cut me head off, Captain?
To save the life of any one of my crew, I will face any danger, sail into any storm, knock upon any door. Hello, begging your pardon, Doctor. Might we bother you?
Do you have an appointment? No appointment then. Oh, come in.
In nome di Patrick, figli, Spirito Santo.
Oi, Patrick Phillip and that spirited what's it? Thank you for taking the time to see us, your doctorship.
I take it I'm looking at the one with the mask sticking out of him. Get him on the table.
Captain, please!
Get on the table, Doc.
Oh, grumble, 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 Captain.
I'll need my forceps.
What are you going to do to me, Doctor?
I'm going to remove that chunk of wood sticking out of your abdomen. I'll name my double blade a bistury.
Oh.
They look fun.
It ain't fun, Lottie. This man is going to do something wicked to me.
Something wicked? What on earth do you mean? Ah, my surgical saw.
Don't you want my soul or something? For the devil?
What?
We heard you was a witch doctor, Doctor.
And that you slaughtered everyone.
Why would you think that?
The slaughtering was written on numerous signs.
This way to the slaughtering, etc.
My name is Slaughter. Doctor Slaughter. It's a proud name with a proud history.
A proud history of slaughter.
Only when provoked.
If you're no slaughterer, explain the exceptionally poor wording of your signs.
Those signs were painted by a one-handed former patient of mine. His tone might have been misleading, but his penmanship, oh, it was second to none.
So, you're not a witch doctor?
Of course I'm not a witch doctor. I'm insulted. My patients knock on my door with a bizarre melange of ailments and never an appointment, and I spend countless hours giving them the best possible medical care. And what do I get in return? Accusations. Rumours.
I'm sorry, Doctor.
I uphold the most rigorous standards of my trade and conduct myself with the utmost professionalism. If you don't mind, I have to ready myself for surgery.
I apologise, I do.
As well you should. Ah, there's my tincture of opium. I know I'll be taking some, and because I'm a professional, I may even share some with you. You're all stitched up, and here you can take your appendix with you. Oh, what's left of it after that mass took a stab at it.
Oh, 'tis fitting that the first bits of pirate in my new pickled collection should be a bit of me.
How's it going, Doc?
A triumph, Captain.
I was talking to our Doc.
Apologies.
Oh, I'm full sail with a headwind pushing me into the most beautiful sunset I've ever seen.
At least his analogies have improved.
Is that good? As a pirate, I focus more on disemboweling people than on sailing terminology.
Your bloodlust is going to get us into trouble someday, Lottie. But you seem in a better mood, Doctor.
I am.
Not you, him.
I am. Say what you want about opium. Go on, I won't stop you. A few weeks of bed rest and recovery, and he'll be ready for the open seas.
A few weeks, sir.
Bed rest?
Recovery?
Open seas?
I need to be out adventuring, water rescuing our crew.
Not if you don't want to spill your guts when your stitches tear.
The doctor is right, Doc.
Which one?
You are right.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Besides, I don't even know where to begin in getting our lads back.
We're looking for a black ship.
Sailing under no flag.
And mooring in Port Henry.
How do you know that?
I had it from a former patient. Lovely chap. One-handed did me sign work. He told me the Port Henry governor has a grudge against pirates. He purpose-built a ship and is rounding up hundreds to execute and dangle off his fortress. It's really affecting gibbet prices, they say.
We can't let that happen to Mr. Boone or the lads, Captain.
Then we hurry and leave this old man.
This does mean goodbye for now, Doc.
Goodbye.
Not you.
Oh. I'll be waiting with bated breath for your return, Captain, with Dodgy Rog and Boone and all of the others.
Jim Lad, Toby Lad, Wigget.
Exactly.
Dodgy Rog, Sure as Shearer, One Thumb Tom.
Them's the ones.
But how are we going
Tinto, to... Tinto, Hangdog, Cannonball, George, Peggy Bartram.
Not Peggy, Captain, remember? He was hit by that cannonball.
Ah, that's right. Oh.
Filthy Jill.
And Filthy Jill.
And my brother.
I haven't forgotten my promise to you, Fiery Foy, Frenzy, Finitza.
Vaffanculo, Kittimorto.
You have my word. We'll rescue the Italian brother.
Giacomo.
Nope. Your brother. My lads. It is up to us to rescue them.
And marry them.
Oh. And death to anyone who stands in our way.
Aye, death.
Upon that, we can agree.
Where is she? Where is this pirate queen?
Ah, Governor Maybeck, it's me, Commodore Good Sir.
And Commodore Parrot.
Yes, it's us. Commodore Good Sir and Commodore Parrot.
Two women were pulled from the wreckage of the Fat Wench. Where are they? Where is the pirate queen?
We definitely captured two women.
Where are they? Let me judge for myself.
This is them, Governor Maybeck.
You English d***s, let me out of this f***ing cage.
Now, neither of them are the pirate queen.
Could be.
More of a f***ing queen than you.
But they are pirate women.
Or at least pirate females.
Get between me, f***. and me tear your off.
Then you'll know she in female.
I don't want revenge on random pirate females. I want revenge on the pirate queen.
For the murder of your daughter, Governor Maybeck.
A rational reason to dedicate one's life to revenge, Governor Maybeck.
I'd have done the same.
The captain of your ship did mention a few pirates may have escaped with their lives.
Which, when you think about it, is good news.
I'm not sure we're thinking in the same way.
We've captured that pirate queen's crew, so she'll probably try to get them back.
Ah, she'll make some barely conceived and poorly executed rescue attempt, and then, Governor Maybeck, you shall have your revenge.
It is perhaps a reasonable deduction, but I am not a patient man. I want my revenge, Commodores.
Commodore, good sir, Governor.
And parrot.
Commodores, good sir, and parrot.
And at least I'll get to execute her crew. Every man, boy, and sentient clump of filth.
Get your jollies while you can, boyo.
You started a battle you can't win, Norbzla.
Soon you'll rue the day you ever pissed off the pirate queen.
Really?
Well, don't interrupt her moment.
You're pouring in a barn.
The Pirate Queen featured the voices of
Rhiannon Mauchel as Captain Alice Conway,
Jacqueline Osorio as Lottie and Filthy Jill,
Lucy Clapp as Fiorenza De Verrazano,
Kieran Davey as Doc,
Matt Graham as Benjamin Boone and Two Thumb Tom,
David Moss as Jimlad and Dodgy Rog,
Andrew James Spooner as Giacomo De Verrazano, the One Hand Man and Governor Maybeck,
Matt James as Hugo and Wiggett,
Catherine Jones as Putrid Polly,
Stephen Jobson as Commodore Parrot,
Dan Pye as Commodore Good Sir and Dr. Slaughter.
With additional voices by
Kieran Davey,
Matt Graham,
Dan Pye,
Andrew James Spooner,
and
Minyahil Kiplegurgis as Peggy Bartram.
Words by Kieran Davey. Theme composed by Matthew Samer and arranged by Andrew Chamberlain. And incidental music by Andrew Chamberlain.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.